here on the Indian Creek Watershed Project field tour, I'm visiting with Marcus Meyer. And Marcus, we just had a presentation here at your farm. Tell us what you were showcasing here. I believe it has a lot to do with applying fertilizer.
It is, exactly. We were trying to display how variable rates of nitrogen across a particular width and a particular depth and across a half-mile field, what it would do overall as far as from a yield standpoint, and that type of thing. So that's our main objective that, from that standpoint. So
when it comes to conservation practices like you're working on here, how important has that shown to be? I know we've had this project, we're in our second year, and weather's been a little bit variable itself, you know?
I think that's the key for this year. We've always done no-till beans from a conservation standpoint, and minimum till for our corn. So this is just hopefully showing us ways that we can fall apply some nitrogen, spring apply some post-apply nitrogen, so that we take advantage of the product itself, so we do the 4 R's, you know, the right place, right time, and all that kind of thing. So that's really what we're concerned about here, and that's how we can really affect conservation in general, so we don't have any of that leaching into the subsoil, into that water, into our water, and hopefully improve our water quality. So,
and I also thought it was interesting you're also working with some new application technology in terms of the equipment that's applying this kind of product.
Yes, exactly. In fact, Craig was talking about the new leader, the new dry fertilizer type applicator that we do have, and it's all variable rate. You can all put your mapping in there, so you can vary your rate through the field, especially if you have soil mapping, that you can tailor that particular fertilizer application to your particular soil type and take advantage of that and get the most out of your ground and most out of the hybrid that you have. So.
All right. I think you've worked with at least one of the products was an Agritane.
Agritane.
How well does that Super U type product, how does it perform that you've seen?
Well, we'll find out because this is the first year, okay. But especially when there's no rain, we'll see what happens. Yeah. But I think in other places where they've had some rain, it's really made it beneficial, I think. And Harold made a point that they've seen could be a 20 to 30 bushel increase by dividing up that nitrogen application and having a post application and getting a proper rain, proper moisture at the right time.
So. Well, we're going to hope, even now it's a little late, but that you still can use the rain, I know. So we'll hope that happens. Thank you very much for having us out here on your farm. That's Marcus Meyer, and we're at the Indian Creek Watershed Project Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.